many of the politicians today, you know, let's say the age of 40 or above, they had some financial aid responsibilities. They may receive Pell Grants, they may receive state grants, scholarships, and some loans. But they did not see the increase in cost of attendance year over year as we've seen in the last 20 years or 15 years. They may have been able to work a part-time job, go to school in the summer, catch up, or may perhaps work in the summer, take an extra hours in the fall and the spring, maybe even take their time to find themselves in a 6 or 7 year process. Whereas nowadays, to spend 6 or 7 years in higher education, you will find yourself in tremendous debt.
What kind of debt, possibly?
The most recent data I've seen is that after 4 years of attending a college or university, the average student, they leave with about $27,700 in debt nationally. So we're looking at 2011-12. And notice I didn't say graduating. I said they attend, and after 4 years, they leave, and they have accumulated that type of debt.
Long term, what kind of economic impact is that going to have on our national economy?
That's still being debated. It's interesting you ask that question because the next bubble that we're hearing about is the student loan bubble. The potential of the student loan bubble to play badly will make the housing bubble look as though it's nothing. When you have students or parents and students who've incurred more student loan debt or education debt, both private and funded by the federal government, than consumer debt, credit card and auto debt, that's tremendous. So I don't think we know how it's going to play out yet, but I think it can be very detrimental if we don't figure out a way to address the issue and find ways to assist those who want to attend a university or college to do so and to not find themselves in such dire straits 4 years out. And that may mean restructuring some educational programs. That may mean guiding students to be able to graduate within 4 years and not necessarily 5 or 6 years. It may mean some different crafting of how we present opportunities for programs on campuses or instruction on campuses. But the model of students finding themselves and changing programs and going from idea to idea and taking a summer to go to Greece and Europe and then find themselves taking another opportunity to study abroad, those days are fast approaching an end because the costs are just so tremendous for the average student to enjoy those benefits.
Some people say getting a college education is a right. Others argue it's a privilege. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Well, I think that every student or every person should have the opportunity to receive a college education. I think you should have the right to attend a college of your choice, as long as you can pass the standards to be admitted. I think the other part of the conversation is there should be some expectations of the students to perform academically well if they're to receive funding. There was a report that came out, about 2 months ago, indicated that of the $34 billion that's spent on the Pell Grant program, 50% of the students who receive the funding don't graduate within the projected time frame of 6 years or 7 years of college education. So I think you have the opportunity should not be squandered or wasted. And that's also part of our responsibilities in financial aid and in higher education, to educate students about their responsibilities to keep financial aid as a part of the opportunity to attend a university or college.
You were talking about some programs some universities are initiating in order to help families. Can you describe some of those programs and where they are, what schools have them, and if any of our local schools have them?
I know Davidson College has a program. Chapel Hill has a program, I still believe, that's in place. And I believe Wake does, too, Wake Forest. But the idea is for students to assume little or no loan debt, and to find funds from the institution to meet the student's cost of attendance, tuition, fees, room and board, books. And so when you graduate, you have no loan debt.
Well, Robert, with the prospect of amassing a student loan debt equal to the cost of a new mid-sized car and paying rising interest rates, do you think the traditional way of how students have attended college will change?
My personal opinion, I think we'll see some different expectations developed for thresholds of success when it comes to education that will help students graduate more quickly. I think we will see some expectations placed on institutions of higher learning from both the federal government and the state governments to ensure that students are not only graduating more quickly, but also able to better manage the debt that they incur while they are in school through various trainings and workshops that we'll be required to provide them with. And I think we're going to see a shift of smaller freshman classes at institutions of higher learning that are 4 years and see more students guided to the two-year programs at community college technical schools. And you'll see a larger sophomore or much larger junior class emerge. As a matter of fact, you see more students now taking some college courses in high school. So they're coming into college with 12, 18, 24 hours of college under their belt already. And if a student can do that coming out of high school, they've already saved a year of educational cost. You'll see more students go the two-year route, perhaps stay at home with mom and dad, and then find themselves transferring to a four-year institution.